This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, but finding the right person to spend it with isn't easy. Dating isn't just time-consuming, it's hard work, especially when you come from a conservative culture where arranged marriages and parent involvement in choosing a spouse are common. 63% of Muslims in America are first-generation immigrants and come with strong value sets that are not very compatible with the American dating scene. So for the South Asian, Arab, and other Muslim communities, one solution that mixes the traditional and American worlds of courtship is something called a matrimonial event. Often sent by their parents, singles meet, talk, play games, all in the same room at the same time with the hopes of meeting that special person. In this piece from our archives, I went to a singles meetup in Santa Clara to see how it works and if anyone got lucky. And a note to our listeners, some of the names in this story are not real for privacy reasons. It's a Saturday afternoon, and about 80 young men and women, sharply dressed, fill a room decorated with purple decor, red roses, and scented candles. They've come from all around California, and love is in the air. Maybe.
My name is Ali Ardikani, otherwise known as Baba Ali, and I am a person who helps people get married.
Ali is a comedian and the founder of this event called Half Ardeen, a name taken from the Islamic principle that when you marry, you fulfilled 50% of your religious duties in life. Ali was inspired to start the matchmaking company and website with the same name based on his own experience searching for a wife 11 years ago.
I did the unthinkable. I went online.
That online search brought back 17 compatible candidates. So which one is the one? To figure that out, he formulated a way to sift through them. He said,
I'm going to email everybody a series of questions that don't have right or wrong answers. And of the 17 people, 16 answered it one way, one answered the other way. That's the girl I married 11 years ago, and I still feel like a newlywed today.
The people in the room are hoping for similar luck. I go up to one long-haired, cheery young lady we will call Samira. Like many here, family played a role in her coming.
My dad forwarded me the email, so I kind of didn't have a choice. I had to.
This event doesn't have any parents present, setting it apart from the majority of other Muslim singles events, where moms and dads are invited and sit on the sidelines, keeping a close eye on the action. Samira is in her late 20s and a singles event regular. She's been to three of them in the last 5 years.
I went to one at ISNA, you know, the Muslim convention in Chicago. So I went to one of those, and then I did one in San Ramon a couple of years ago, and I didn't feel like I belonged.
This time, she's hopeful but cautious. She likes the informal setting.
Obviously, we don't have, like, bars that we can go to and meet Muslim guys, so it's just through friends. And it's nice that it's more organized, so you're meeting people who only are interested in getting married and not just, you know, having a good time.
At her table, there are three other women and four men, an uncommon sight at most Muslim gatherings where the sexes sit separately. They start with an icebreaker. There's a piece of paper on the table that has 10 questions on it. Each person answers them. Samira asks one.
Okay. I love reading, so I'm going to ask. The last thing I read was...
I read an article on, like, the Vatican and the... I guess there were some fallouts on people in the Vatican and amongst the Pope.
I read something... related to IT. I needed that for my work, so I was updating myself.
I'm just about to finish Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson or something. I forgot the author's name, but it's Steve Jobs' biography.
At another table, the question is, if you weren't here now, where would you be? It's a chance to share interests.
If I wasn't here right now, I would probably be playing a game of tennis.
Table tennis, all right. You stay here?
Not table tennis, a game of tennis.
Oh, game of tennis, okay.
As I roam the tables, I realize the questions are indeed serving their purpose. The conversation is flowing. Laughs and a warm buzz of intimacy builds up in the room.
Well, I'm Afghan, yeah, by background. Like, okay. So for us, there's like God, and then there's doctors, and there's everybody else.
Yeah, that's like all of us. Yeah. That's like Pakistanis.
Are you Pakistani?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
I notice one lady standing alone in the back. We'll call her Maryam. She looks around the room skeptically.
Honestly, I feel odd. I don't like being in a group setting and I have to express myself. It just seems weird to me. When you have like 7 people to a table, it just feels kind of like, you know, lights, camera.
And no action, for Maryam at least. So let's go across the room and check in with Samira. Has she found a promising beau?
Not so far, yeah. Because I feel like I'm looking for someone who's definitely American and someone who's like me. Like, if I wanted to find someone from back home, that's easy to do. I don't need to come to it. Like, you know, Pakistan, Middle East, whatever. So I'm definitely looking for someone who's born and raised here. And so that's at least maybe less than half of the percentage of the people here.
3 hours into it, it seems to me this is a good way to meet people, but not necessarily to find the one. Then I see this man fidgeting nervously in a corner. He's a recent Egyptian immigrant. We'll call him Tamir. I walk over to him.
I actually found a very nice match, but I don't know if the other side would also like to date or I don't know.
He is a nervous wreck, sweating and cheeks flushed. Someone has touched his heart.
So there's one that you think...
Yeah, there's only one actually in the room.
Jackpot.
What's next?
I talk and then you put your preference. If she put the same preference, then you meet and you date and you decide.
Yella, what made you pick her? Why did you feel that she was the one?
Chemistry and education and everything, you know.
So you're going to take it to the next step with her?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And off he walks slowly towards her, hoping she feels the same way about him. Even a matchmaker can't save you from the uncertainty of love.